Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. Hey, how's everybody doing? Good, good. Now I want to talk to you about making it a habit to thank God. Now, as you wake up in the morning, it's good to be mindful and thankful that you have the breath of life. It is a gift from God. Every time you wake up, you should get in a routine of saying, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." Making it a habit to thank God. 1 Chronicles 16:34 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." Making it a habit to thank God. As you go about your day, continue to thank and praise God. As I'm going throughout my day and people ask me the question, "How are you doing?" I always respond, "I'm blessed to be 6 feet over with an abundance of opportunity put before me by God." Pretty much, I'm bragging on God, making it a habit to thank God. You may be familiar with the phrase, "I'm blessed and highly favored." Now, this is a daily routine of talking to people as we go about our day, and we already have it as a habit. Just like having that routine and habit to talk to people with those phrases throughout the day, we should make it a habit to thank God. Let him know how thankful we are of him. Now, how do we thank God? We can say, "Thank you for waking me up this morning," or "Thank you for blessing me each and every day." Psalms 34:1 says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." You can also say, "Thank you for your mercy and saving grace. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your love and kindness." And when you make it back home from being out in the world all day, you can use Psalms 104, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." Also with the scripture, Psalms 104, you can turn it around to say, "Lord, I enter into your gates with thanksgiving, and into your courts I praise you. I'm thankful unto you, and I bless your holy name. For you are good, O Lord. Your mercy is everlasting, and your truth endureth to all generations. And I thank you for always shining your face upon me." Amen. Making it a habit to thank God. I hope this helps you. I hope this blesses you. Happy Friday. Have a good and great day. Be blessed. Hey, if you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read his word, get guidance, and be blessed. Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith show. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email, prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org.